Okay. We're starting the third parak. As you might have noticed from the Makorot, we're going to ease into the third parak before we get into the Iker Sugya of the Lumdus of Chetzkas Sabbatim. We're just going to try today to read Pshat in the Mishnah without anything too fancy. Chetzkas Sabbatim. Okay, we still have to relate to last week's Shir Chali at some point. But the Rishonim right here, the simple shot is there are two things called Chazaka, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah. On document base but Aleph, there's Kenyan Chazaka, Kesef Nikdes, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. What's an action you do that creates a symbolic transfer of ownership? It's not what we're discussing here. Pashas, here Chazaka means more like assumption. Chazaka, you know, Chazaka, Inanum Pareto Svano, etc. Lots of other Chazaka, Inanum Tarefusim Mapsida, or perhaps better, you know, Chazaka, Kol Mashatachet, Yodosh Shalom, Reza Shalom, etc. When do we assume someone owns it? When do we not? And what's the problem? The problem is, and this we'll have to investigate further, but I'm just going to say on a simple level, when it comes to metaltal, the general rule is whoever is holding something owns it. If there's one person, the marakama, the phrase that the Gemara uses sometimes, the Shonim, the Chronim use a lot, I'm a previous owner. I can prove that I previously owned this. This pot, and now you're holding the pot, and you claim to have bought it for me, and I claim you stole it, then you win. Whoever's holding it wins. In general, the Talmud, whoever's holding it wins. When it comes to karka, on the other hand, that is not true. If I can prove that I'm the marakama, meaning the original owner, I prove this was my land once, and now you're farming the land or living in the house or what have you. And I claim you stole it from me, and you claim you bought it, then you lose. That's the basic difference. We'll have to figure out why between karka and the talklin, the mochsak, whoever's holding it now, wins as a general rule. In karka, the markama wins as a general rule. So when's the mochsak? If he has a chezkas gimel shanim, if he has a chazaka after 3 years, then he wins. Again, not to be confused with, I know people come from England and other places, like if you live in land long enough, you have the right to stay there. That's true in Israel too, in many places, based on British law, Turkish law, I don't even know, you get confused in this country what system of law applies. But that's not what's going on here. That's very, very, very clear. The Gemara is going to quote another days. And it's a Mefurish Mishnah on Mem Alchemanah. If a guy just says, oh, I'm in this land, so I've been here for 10 years, and now I'm comfortable here, then we kick him out. It only means he claims I bought it fair and square. And I claim, no, you stole it from me. Then one of us is lying, one of us is telling the truth. So if he's been here for 2 years, I win. He has to give me back the land. If he's been here for 3 years, he wins. Okay. Why all of that is true is going to take us the next, however long to figure out fully. Let's just read the Mishnah. Chetzka zabatim v'haboros v'ashichin v'hama'oros v'ashokos v'merchitzosu v'esabadun v'esashlochin v'ha'avadim choshu osapiros tadir chetzkoshen shalosh shanim mi yom liyom. So the chazaka of osapiros tadir, whatever is non-seasonal, right? Houses and boroshichin v'oros are different type of cisterns and pits. And shovchos are where you grow, there's a fancy word for them, columbaria, where you grow doves. Right? Like when you go into your limb and you see all those little caves with little notches in the wall. Dovecote, right? But I don't know, on the Tulim, they always call them columbaria. Barachutzals, bathhouses, beis abadin, olive presses, beis hashlochin are fields that have a spring in them, which apparently you can grow things there 12 months a year. I'm not a farmer, that's a Mishnah. And Avadim, Avadim are like karka, and obviously they work 12 months a year. We won't get into now, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim here and elsewhere, more elsewhere. later on in the parak, in the Flam and Vav. What about animals? We're not getting into that now. Anyway, whatever those spirits taught to the Chazak is 3 years day to day, 3 full years. But what about Stei Habal? Stei Habal is a land that is watered by rainwater, and apparently the fields that are watered by rainwater are seasonal. You grow one crop a year or whatever it is. The Chazak is also 3 years, but it's not 3 full years. It's just 3 seasons. So for example, I don't want to say an example, but I'm getting to a chalot Rishonim. But 3 seasons is enough, because you can't use it 12 months a year. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadash Rishonim, Gimel Bachorim, Shnei Mesach Chodesh Emtza. Rabbi Shmuel says, what counts as 3 seasons? 3 months of year one, a full year two, and 3 months of year three, which equals 18 months. 1 month of year one and a full year two and 1 month of year three makes 14 months. Amar Mishmal, Amedvarim, Stei Lavan. When is this true? Stei Lavan means a field where you grow wheat or such. Avol B'Stei Ilan, but in, we don't call it a field, an orchard of trees. Then, Kanes Estfu, also, Muskas Esav, Kanes Eskaitso, Are Elo Gimel Shanim. If it's an orchard of trees and what's unique about an orchard of trees that each tree ripens its fruit at a different season. So if you grow 3 things in a field, and I guess the idea is that each tree, the Gemara will explain exactly why it has to be this case, but each tree, trees have very, very fixed seasons, right? Like they only grow, it doesn't matter when you plant them, right? I mean, you planted them 10 years ago. They only grow at certain times, and one starts growing if the other one stops. The whole detail, technical details on Amibet. Then, if you have 3 different crops in 3 different times, even in 1 year, that counts like 3 years to 3 seasons. The Bitter Machlokes Rishonim, what he means, just shot in the words, Muskas Deisav clearly means the olives. Kana says Keitzo clearly means fix. What is Kana says to also? So whatever Rashi and Tosfos say, it's talking about grapes. How do we know grapes are called tvuah? Because it says in the Chumash, Ben Tikdash Amleaz Ereshetz Ra Utvuat Hakarim. It's talking about grapes, and therefore you really get a parallel of 3 trees. The Rama and Pirshim Mishnayos argues and says, no, it's literally talking about tvuah. Tvuah normally means grain. And what it means is a stei ilan, not a total stei ilan. Rashi and Tosfos plus stei ilan has to have 3 trees. And grapevines are trees, halachically, right? We say we're creates on grapes. Rambam said, no, it meant a stei ilan, but it wasn't pure stei ilan. It also had grain. And you had grain and 2 kinds of trees. Okay, I don't think it makes a difference in longness. Now, how do we read the Mishnah? What's the biggest machlokas in Parshanot of how to read this Mishnah? What's the big Parshanot machlokas how to read this Mishnah besides what the word tefuah means? What's the big structural machlokas how to read the Mishnah?
Whether there's a Tanakhama.
Exactly, whether there's a Tanakhama or not, right? When the Mishnah at first says, Shalosh Shanim ve'einam yom liyom, and then Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Akiva says, right? Is Rabbi Shmuel is one opinion, 18 months. Rabbi Akiva is another opinion, 14 months. Is the Tanakhama a third opinion, or is the Tanakhama the lead in to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold?
In terms of both the cases of Osim Per Tadir and.
No, we're all technically Ain Osim Per Tadir.
So everyone, even. Rabbi saying that everyone would agree to.
No, I'm saying that might be enough gemin of this machlokis, whether Rabbi Kibor and Shmuel would agree to Osim Per Tadir. If you're a daikin of Shonim, there seems to be a machlokis Shonim about it, although no one really takes it on as its own like paragraph in any Rishon. So what does Rashi hold? Rashi says. And what is this chazak of Gimel Shana that doesn't mean Yom Yom? Rabbi Shmuel says, etc. And Rabbi Kiva says, etc. Rashi clearly understands that the line in the Resha of the Einam Yom Yom is a lead in to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So Einam Yom Yom in general, specifically, how long do you need if it's not Yom Yom? That depends if you ask Rabbi Shmuel or you ask Rabbi Akiva, who agrees with Rashi. Tulsa's an Arabin, right? This is a, you know, total tangent. An Arabin, obviously. Tulsa Arabin is not at all, he doesn't care at all there about Cheskes Gimel Shanin. He's just interested in how you interpret Mishnayos. And he says there, right? V'im Tomar, Dilmar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, lo pligi at Tanakam, lo prusha mil skazi. Ah, how do you know Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing with Tanakam? Maybe they're just both within the Tanakam. Like Tanakam is general, and then there are two versions of the Tanakam. The chayim atzim perakoy gadol, etc. Uber reish masnis and reish cheskes abatim. The beginning cheskes abatim, you have a Tanakam, and then the next two Tanakam don't argue on him, but merely split in interpreting within him. So Tosos and Erevin clearly agrees with Rashi. Who else agrees with Rashi? It seems to me that if you have Tosos and Tosos and Erevin here, he doesn't really say anything. It seems to me that the Rashbam agrees with Rashi. Rashbam agrees with Rashi. The Rashbam says, 1 second. Maybe not. That's what I thought. I'm just double checking that. I think that's really a good proof. I'm not actually. Yes, there it is. Correct. Right. There is that first line. Thank you. Yeah. What does he say in Lamavim Beis and Rassel Zudar? The Ami Masnisin. What does he think Rabbi Akiva Rishmal say in the Mishnah? Stay Habal Ches Kosov Gimel Shana Ve'Inim Yom Yom. He's quoting the Tanakam, right? He's quoting the line of Stay Habal Ches Kosov Gimel Shana Ve'Inim Yom Yom. And he says that's what Rekim Rav Shmuel say, meaning who's talking in the Risha? Rekim Rav Shmuel. So the Rashbam is clearly like Rashi and like Tosin Erevin. And among the other, you know, the Rishonei Sfarad, the only one who agrees with him is Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah, he knows both Pirushim and he's Machriya. Even though most of Rishonei Sfarad are against him, he's Machriya like Rashi. Okay, the other, right, let's just... what do we have? The Resha says the Resha has Kasan Gimel Shanim, the Einon Miyom Yom says, so how long is it, right? How long? One shot is Yud Ches Kadashim or Yudalit Chadashim, meaning there's no Tanakama, and the Rashbam says this is Dear Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. There is no Tanakama. This is Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. Who holds this? Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos and Erevin, and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rashi is from Tosfos and Erevin. Don't even mention that they think there's another possibility. Rabbi Yehuda, he knows all the possibilities. And among Rishonei Sfarad, he is, I think, the only one who's Machriya like Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, what? Because he thought that made more sense. Everyone's an individual. What's the other part? In which case, says the simple pshat, and I think you have to say for Rashi, on the bottom of Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, the Gemara says, that Holchei Usha, who say we learn, Ches Gimel Shanim from Shor HaMuad, as we'll discuss a lot, only work for Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, the Rabbanan Mai. How about according to the Rabbanan? According to the Rabbanan Mai. According to Rabbanan, how do we how do we get Cheskas Gimelshan? And then, okay, we'll see, maybe there's another way to read this. But what Rabbanan are we talking about? According to the Torah, there are no Rabbanan in the Mishnah, according to Rashi. So what Rabbanan are we talking about? When we say the Rabbanan, my, right? Rabbanan, the less Luhad Rishma, Mana, Luhu, Chazaka, De, Shaloshanim. So says the Rashba, and well, you know, that's the Pashup Shat. He means not the Rabbanan, the Mishnah, on Chav Chesem and Beis, they don't mean the Rabbanan Chav Chesem and Beis. There are no Rabbanan in the Mishnah. There's only Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. There's only two opinions, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, he means the Rabbanan, Daf Lam Vav and Beis, because Rab says that's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but the Rabbanan are different. And Shmuel says that's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbanan are different. So on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, referring to the Rabbanan that we mentioned later on Lam Vav and Beis. You know, and then, you know, even though the Rashba first thinks that's not, okay, it's, you know, someone who says, ooh, le, Rabbi Shmuel, Bami Larbana, and it's like so famous, so well known about Rabbi Shmuel. So, therefore, the Ula Rabbanan on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis is referring to Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. Okay. Which is not so crazy, as Rav pointed out, because before they said, who is Holche Usha Rishmael, implying there was some other Rabbanan there. That is Rashi. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is that there is a Tanakhama. For example, they quote from Rabbeinu Hananel that, no, there is a Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds 3 whole years, not Yom Yom, as opposed to just 3 bogus years of 18 months or 14 months. Right, they go from Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, the Rashba is somewhat convinced that Rabbeinu Hananel means exactly the term. Rabbeinu Hananel just says very vaguely that the Rabbanan are different from the Rabbanan are different from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And the Rama in the Perush Mishnayos is right here is very clear that the Tanakhama is different from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael because the Rama says here in the Perush Mishnayos, the Ein Alach Rabbi Yishmael Lo Rabbi Akiva Ela Kamo Shekadam, meaning like the first day in the Mishnah, Shaloshanim. Right. So the Rambam and Rabbi Hananel are pretty clear that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds you need 3 full years, just quote unquote Ein Miyom Liyom. Okay. That is the Hananel and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Basically, that's a very, very clear Svarga Masora. The Stam of the Rabbeinu Yonah also knew the Svarga Masora. He just knew both sheetahs and he was not going to go one way because Kach Hayim Nirolo. But it seems to be originally there was a basic Ashkenazi Masora that the ratio was going to lead into Rambam Kibbutz and Shmuel. And a Svarga Masora that the ratio was a sheet of a Tanakhama. So you could say, right, that, oh, there is a Tanakhama. And there are 3 deals in the Mishnah. This is the Rach and the Rambam and basically all the Mishnah Sfarad. The Tanakhama, there is a Tanakhama, which is a 3rd opinion called Gimel Shonim, the Einam Miyom Liyom. According to this, Ulrabbanan Mai on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis is referring to the, not to the Gemara, but to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. And Rav and Shmuel on Daf. Rav and Shmuel on Daf Lam Vav and Beis. When what does Rav say on Daf Lam Vav and Beis? We'll quote his Lashon. Rav says, give me a second, sorry. Zmudibri Shmuel Bar Akiva, Chachamro Mechas Pasuk Gimel Shanim, Yom Liyom. And Shmuel says, Zuzdibri Shmuel Bar Akiva, Chachamro Achi Yigdor Shalos Gediros, the Yivtar Gimel Betsiro, the Yimso Gimel Sikos, meaning 3 full years, right? Again, when it comes to trees. If you're going to harvest your tree 3 times, you can't like plant your trees early or plant them late or have them be whatever month you want. The trees always bear fruit in the same month. So then you need 3 full years. They are referring to And Rab Ushmuel on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis are referring to, when they say, well, the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. That's the Rabbanan they're referring to. Is there a Hebrew and Shmuel in the Sefer of the Mishnah? But the Rabbanan and the Reish of the Mishnah disagree with Rab and Shmuel. Okay, now just the Rishonim are stuck with a little bit of a stira, because what does Rab say? Rab says, "Do divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel." Aval chacham omer cheskasa gimel shanim miyom liyom. Cheskasa gimel shanim miyom liyom. But what did the Tanakhama say? What did the Tanakhama say?
Not miyom liyom.
Cheskasa gimel shanim ainam miyom liyom. So what is the opinion of the, yeah, you're for Rashi and Tosfos, that's irrelevant. There was no Tanakhama. So Rav's starting from scratch and he says, miyom liyom. Wonderful. But for the Rishonei Sfarad, if there's a Tanakhama, which is the Rabbanan, and Rav points out there's a Tanakhama, which is the Rabbanan, is it miyom liyom or is it ain't a miyom liyom? Meaning, there are really three possible answers to how long this ratio is. Does he hold like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel? Does he hold, no. Three full agricultural years, but not miyom liyom. After all, the agricultural year, if you think about it, again, I'm not much of a farmer. I don't know if anyone here is more of a farmer than I am. You know, but there's an intercession, right? You finish gathering all your crops into the silo in Tishrei, and you start planting in Cheshvan. That's what seems like in Shas, right? Nechayim Sukkos, everything's already in the silo, etc. And then you plant in Cheshvan. Okay, so it's not Yom Liyom. You have to start in Cheshvan, and you end in Tishrei. You have 3 years. You can't do this funny, like, three-month year and one-month year. Three substantial years. But it doesn't have to be from day to day. It just has to be three full agricultural years. But not three full calendar years. Meaning that's based on the lashon of the Mishnah. Einan miyom liyom. Or you could say no. 3 full years based on the lashon of Rav, who says miyom liyom. So obviously, the simple pshat in our Mishnah is to say that it means literally einan miyom liyom, right? The Tanakh Kama Mishnah is einan miyom liyom. That's what it seems like from the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is not saying pshat in our Mishnah, but he's paraphrasing the lashon of our Mishnah. What is he saying? He says sholoshem shamarnu miyom liyom. And things are also mirror plunder. Gilbatim, chaseros, boros, shichim, aros, right? You get it. He throws in chanuyas, when he calls, erit sol, shokos, bade abad, mstegis, hashlochim. He's basically quoting our first line of our Mishnah. Now comes the second line of our Mishnah. Abol stei ha'bal, shusav, shumei yishtam, and bilbad, v'stei yilad, eina miyom yom. Ela, kon sh'achlu sholosh tfuos, b'min echad, harei eilu k'sholosh shanen. It's not miyom yom. It's just three tfuos, b'min echad. Right? Not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, who say 1 month, 3 months, etc. Right? Ketzad, he quotes Shmuel, okay, so what does he say? He says that he quotes laws of our Mishnah, Einam Miyom Liyom, and says you need 3 full agricultural years, but not Miyom Liyom. So he doesn't say what's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. That means he's quoting the laws of our Mishnah, turning the lost arm and taking lost arm literally in miyom liyom. This seems pretty clear to be the opinion of the Rambam. You know, we should give color. Shalom, Rashi, Rashbam, Rambam, Beis, Tosfos, and Eruvin, and Rabbi Yona. Here we'll plug the Rambam. He's just taking the Mishnah Kipshuto. It's not such a super chiddush. Who else says our Mishnah is Kipshuto and it's three full agricultural years, but it doesn't need to be mamish 3 years? Who else says that? That was on the Makor sheet. Anyone? No, I think the Rashba Dafka disagrees. I mean, he brings this up, but he rejects it. The Yad Rama. What did the Yad Rama say? Right here. I would assume the Rabban agrees, but he doesn't talk about it here. What did the Yad Rama say right here? Less helps the Lokari Shmael, etc., Lokari Kiva, etc. Elik Tanakama. Clearly, there's a Tanakama. Elik Tanakama. The Katani Stay of Balchas Kosher Shal Shon, the Ain Nami Yom Liyom. The Avgav, the Ain Nami Yom Liyom, the Lav, Dover Shosa Pitz Padavir, Shal Shon, and Mia Beina, the way the Mechel Kulu paid with the Chaz of the Mamma, the Kulu Shal Shon, and Vein Yosachan Meso Yushamim. It says it's not Yom Liyom, but it's still 3 full years. What does that mean? Everything you can do in 3 years, whether summer or winter, and all the seasons, not 3 months a year, not a 1 month a year, a full year of everything you can do in all the seasons. But it doesn't have to be day to day because there's an off season. Right? It says in the Rambam, and the, this is the Rambam, excuse me, and the Yad Rama, and, okay, I can't prove. That Durban doesn't really say anything on the Mishnah. Okay, we'll leave that. That's the and who argues on them? The Rashba and the Chiddush Aran. The Rashba and the Chiddush Aran. The Rashba and the Chiddush Aran say no. You need minus 3 years. Meaning, there's no difference between Osa Pirus Tadr and Ain Osa Pirus Tadr. Either way, you need Mamish 3 years. Why did they need Mamish 3 years? That's what Rav said. Rav said, Miyom Liyom. Ah, but doesn't the Mishnah say Ain Miyom Liyom? Doesn't the Mishnah say Ain Miyom Liyom? So what does the Rashba say? So the Rashba says here, one second, let me open our Rashba. He basically reinterprets the Mishnah in light of Rav, right? The, again, you have to get. You have to sort of get the Tanakhama Shem with Rav and Shmuel if you think the Tanakhama is a third opinion, because you're not going to say the Tanakhama is a third opinion and then Rav and Shmuel are quoting Rabban's fourth opinion. That's a little dumb. I haven't seen any Rishon who says that. Oh, there are four opinions: Tanakhama, Rekibra, Shmuel, and Rabban and the Rav and Shmuel quotes. That theoretically, you say, I haven't seen anyone say that. Seems dumb. But like, why are you, you know, if this Tanakhama is some. So how do you shdin ain't only with me only? We haven't discussed it at all yet. So says the Rashba, I think the more radical approach to the Quran basically quotes it word for word. It is a very, very long piece here. But at some point what he says here is, sorry, find the source of that. What does he say? He says, Tachamim de Masnisen. No, so you call the Tanakh Chacham de Masnisen. That's the Chacham Ram Tulkum. No, it means that you keep this field for 3 full years. The ultimate paper rabbits are shamus or chodesh, and you eat from it fruits that need 12 months. They eat your benikosh, what needs 12 months to grow, including the hoeing and the weeding and the planting and the harvesting and the gathering, etc. Where does he explain the Lashon of Mishnah? The Einam Yom Yom Tony Masvisen. What does it mean, Einam Yom Yom in the Mishnah? According to the Rashba? Perishah can be only in the road. It means the same as the Rav says, be only. Ain't be only means a full 12 months. The Elah, ain't be only, only telling us, Nisan, Perusho, the Ain't Otsar, Lecho, Perus, Sano, Tarn, Bechol, Yom. You don't have to eat the fruits, meaning you don't have to benefit every day. Kedarishu, Okum, Stay, Besha, Shlachim. When Kalbakum, Sarah, Hashi, Yaksik, Vashal, Shan, and Be'eder, Beneath, Shara, Sef, and Mo, Shah, Amarnu. He says, Ain't be only, Yom doesn't mean you don't have to be there for 3 full years. You have to be there for 3 full years. It just means you don't have to eat, you don't have to harvest, you don't have to benefit, you don't have to profit, because you can only profit once a year. The rest of the year you have to work, you have to invest, but you have to be there 3 full years. It says the Rashba, he says 3 full years. What does the Mishnah mean? Perush, Eina, Miyom Liyom. What does the Tanakhama mean? It said Tanakhama means you don't need achila b'chol yom.
But you do need to be machzik for 3 full years. This is a radical reinterpretation of the Mishnah. That in Yom Yom, that we thought Risha meant you need a full 3 years for Yom Batim and etc. And for Beis Halal, you need less than a full 3 years. There's substantially 3 years, but less than a full 3 years. Says, no, you won't need a full 3 years. The difference is for Batim and Borshti from Urus, etc., you need the benefit every day. They interpreted Rayon also. And for Beis Halal, you don't need the benefit every day, but you do need to demonstrate ownership every day. Okay, that's the big finish of the Rashi. The Rishavan says the exact same thing. He reinterprets our Mishnah very radically based on Rav on Daf Lamed and Beis. However, the Rambam and the Yavarma, and I venture to say, you know, not everyone comments on the Mishnah, but I venture to say most Rishonim, but you know, over Rishonim, sorry, I'm not willing to prove it. Say no, read our Mishnah Kapshuta. Everyone's read our Mishnah Kapshuta, right? Anyone who just started out right in fourth grade and read our Mishnah would have read like the Yavarma and the Rambam. Ah, there's a Tanakhama. Tanakhama, of course, doesn't need 3 full years. He needs 3 more or less years, right? 3 substantially 3 years. It's around 3 years, just not being on the other, more than 18 months, 14 months. Yeah, it's, I don't know, 34 months, whatever it may be, however, 35 months, however it works out.
What's it possible to understand the Rabbeinu Gershom that way also?
Did Tosfos quote Rabbeinu Gershom?
No, the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara.
Oh, you mean, what does Rabbeinu Gershom say here? What does Rabbeinu Gershom say here? What does he say?
On the Yom Yom, he says, "Tzarich shiabed and shiruj mishamish bo b'chol yom v'yom, b'chol yom." And on
below, tzarich mishamish bo b'chol yom.
And say about this, he's
going to mishamish alichim lochis yachlomar lo ani is mishamish b'shashu ne'aram yigim mishamish b'stei b'sabal v'chol lo machisa v'usa shah lo havi mechla. He doesn't need to. It sounds a little like this Rashba. That he doesn't use, but it's not, he's not explicit. You're right, he does have a like the Rashi. It would be surprising if he was like the Rashi. That's why I'm a little reluctant. It would be historically surprising. So he does say you don't need to use it all the time, but the Rashi adds, you don't need to use it all the time, but you need to. No, I don't think it's the Rashi. What is the Rashi? I disagree. The Rashi says you need to be doing something in the land for a full 3 years, a full 12 months times three, or a full 3 years, right? Simple pshat is sometimes 13 months. The Rashba says you need to be in the land doing something the whole 12 months. Or in a Gershom doesn't sound that way. He sounds like there are seasons you should just be sitting at home having nothing to do with the land. So I think he does not sound like the Rashba because he says, oh, the guy could come and I'll find you in the land. According to the Rashba, the guy always has to find you in the land. You have to be in the land for a full 3 years. You just don't have to be benefiting. You can be working. So I don't think he's like the Rashba actually. Okay, what do they do with Rav? What do they do with Rav who says you need Yom Yom? If Rav says you need Yom Yom, then how does he fit with the Tanakhama? If Rav says you need Yom Yom, what's Pshat? So here, sorry. The Yad Ramah gives an answer. What do you do with Rav? Right? Kasha. May Rav. Shamar Yom Yom. You know, if there's a Tanakhama of our Mishnah who said, not ready to be ready to show up, 3 years Rav Yom Yom. Where would Rav make up the fact there's a Chacham who say 3 years Yom Yom against the Tanakhama of our Mishnah? So, what does the Yavarma answer? He answers a little bit Pizochak, but it's an answer. What does the Yad Ramah say? Says the Yad Ramah, that what if Rav meant? No. Rav meant mi yom li yom be beis hashlochen. When he said mi yom li yom, he didn't actually mean mi yom li yom in the case that we're that we're talking about. Then love mi yom li yom bispei habal. That when Rav said mi yom li yom, he really meant
This is the Chachamim who say miyom liyom in Beis Hashlochen and 3 years without miyom liyom Beis Habal. He really meant in the case we're talking about, which is Beis Habal, not miyom liyom. He just used miyom liyom. He says, and he like, it's a little funny because then, you know, Rav's not completely expressing himself. So he said, the Chachamim say you need 3 years, sometimes miyom liyom, sometimes not miyom liyom. It just didn't finish his sentence. But he really agrees with the Han of the Mishnah that he loved me only on. The Ramban says it a little easier, or maybe a little more dachot. Says the Ramban there, he says that when Rav says, 1 second, I think it's here. That he am a Rav me only on lav davka. No, Rav didn't mean davka. In the Mishnah, Miyom Miyom is Dafka, La Miyom is on the Miyom is Dafka. So you're contrasting them. Rather than just say Miyom Miyom, have a clear blue. When you just say Miyom Miyom, you can be La Dafka. Right, it's a little Dafka. He really had three seasons, right? The whole thing, no, some pairs, total, let me, you know, shows the tears, shows, shunim, hainu, Miyom Miyom, Glomer, shows, the Hilo Shlemos, shell, shalos, shunim, Shlemos. So it says the Ramban, right? Miyom Miyom. Lav davka, the kavanaso she'ein on miyom miyom. Ah, so why would you say miyom miyom lav davka and not miyom? His main point was a lot more than 14 months or 18 months. Once you're saying a lot more than 14 months or 18 months, if you say 36 months and you're really at 35 months, that's lav davka. That's not a big deal. Your point is a lot more than 14 or 18 months. Okay, so these are two ways. Basically, either you reinterpret the Mishnah, like the Rashba, and the Mishnah runs the same thing, that wasn't reference. To match Rav and say, really, it's all Miyom Miyom. The only question is, what do you need to Miyom Miyom? In a Batim, you need to benefit every day. And in Beis Habal, you need to be present every day, but not benefit every day. Or you reinterpret Rav and says, when he said Miyom Miyom, he didn't mean Davka either. That Lav Davka, he meant sometimes Miyom Miyom and sometimes not Miyom Miyom. You know, there's sort of a half Lav Davka is the Avrama. But these are basically your three options and how you interpret the Shita of the Tanakhama. Now, perhaps there is a third option, which is, let's get into Rav and Shmuel, right? Because really, this question of whether it's miyom liyom or not miyom liyom seems to be al pshuto machlokas being Rav and Shmuel. Why? Because let's review what Rav says. Rav says zo digri kibur Shmuel, very Shmuel very kibur. Sorry, chomer because no, it's not miyom liyom. Sounds like miyom liyom. And what does Shmuel say? Zo divrei Rav Shmuel Rav Kiva Chomer Machi Yignor Shalosh Bidiros V'Yimtzor Gimel V'Siros V'Yimtzor Gimel V'Sikos. You have the three seasons. So here we have Rav who says Yom V'Yom, and Shmuel who knows he's coming against from Yisrael at the end of the Mishnah. Shmuel says you have one Masika and one Bidira and one V'Sira. Says no, you need three of the same tree. Right, he says it just means Gimel, Bitsiros, you know, et cetera, right? Three seasons. So it sounds like this is Machlokas Rav Ushmuel, what the Shita of the Chachamim is. And here we have a three-way Machlokas, how to interpret Rav Ushmuel, some of which we already discussed, right? One, Derech, is the Shita of the Ramah, and the Ramban here. They say, here it is just Einam Yom Yom. Einam Yom Yom. And here it's also Einam Yom Yom. Ah, if it's Einam Yom Yom, then why is that again what Rav says? So we already saw the two answers, right? Says the Ramban. Rav Meiri Beis Hashlochen, but it's Einam Yom Yom and Beis Habal, or says the Ramban, Rav is Lav Davka, just like we have on the board here. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, Rini Yoga, of course, in his sheet is not the Tanakamas. But what does the Rashi from Rini Yoga say? And Rabbi Yoda.
The Ramban is saying that Rabbi Shmuel agreed.
Yes, the Ramban is saying that Rabbi Shmuel agreed. Oh, why do you say they agreed? Because the Gemara might be naive. The Gemara says, might be naive. What's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel? And the answer is Dekel Mara. Something weird called Dekel Mara. That's what the Ramban starts with. The Ramban says, might be naive. What did might be naive do? It's obvious what might be naive. So it must be that might be naive. Only something weird called Dekel Mara is be naive. And what's the proof? Proof is they had a question in my B9, right? They say, they have to say, there's no big machlokes. Why is there no big machlokes? Because the Gemara asks my B9. If the Gemara asks my B9, they don't ask them, it's obvious my B9. Which is actually not necessarily true. In Shas, sometimes they do it as my B9, but it's obvious. Okay, there are abundance. If they ask my B9, there must be basically the same sheep with some subtle small difference. Okay, and there are often many others doing the same thing. If I ask my B9, there must be no big difference between them. Just some small subtle difference called Dekel Mara in the B9, whatever that means, which there are many dozen. Rather, they take it the other direction. Me don't, me don't. And Mion Leon. No, they both hold that you need Mion Leon. After all, Shmuel, when Shmuel says you need three agricultural seasons, he was locked up. Right? He says you gimel masikos or gimel betziros or gimel gediros. Shmuel's lost his dafka. It doesn't mean you need three agricultural seasons, but you don't have to look at the calendar. No, I meant exactly the same thing as Rav. You have to look at the calendar and make sure you have a full 3 years, you know, from Yud Zayin Cheshvan till from Yud Zayin Cheshvan Tavshin Samach Cheskel, Yud Zayin Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin Aleph. You have to make sure you have a full 3 years. Just the way he expressed it was have three full crops. Why wasn't he medayik and say 3 years? He was basically saying against Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel, you think you can do chick chock and just, you know, 1 month, the next month, be done with it? No, no, you need 3 real years. He wasn't getting into the details. It's some lahuki from Rikiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So I'm also have to say, I guess, that his lashon was, you know, was a little lavdavka. And not ad lavdavka, it's not mamish. I get a little lavdavka. Right. A little love, doctor. Because it's not like he said Mion Leon didn't mean it. No, he said 3 seasons. What he meant is 3 seasons in 3 years. Okay, he could have been more explicit and said 3 years in Mion Leon. Well, he's trying to make his point generally. That is the shot in, that is the shot, we'll come back to a second. The third shot is not so clear. Oh, third possibility is obvious. What's the third possibility? The third possibility is that no, there's a big machlokas between them. Rav says Mion Leon, which is one of our possibilities, and Shmuel says Ein Mion Leon. And basically, they mean what they say, and they say what they meant. Right? Not much more, so Rav and Shmuel is 100%. So maybe there's a big machlokas between them. Oh, the Gemara asked, might be Naidu. So he's not already gave me a face before. Just because the word is Maybe doesn't mean that there's no big difference and they have to be nitchak to find enough kibina. Often the Gemara is Maybe even when there's an elephant between them. Because the Gemara is just, that's their way of telling, I wonder what could possibly be Benayu. No, the Gemara is just, that's a way of expressing themselves in like a chakra retired sort of language. That's the style of the Gemara. Say, what's the difference between them? This. And when they say Maybe Nayu Dakal Mara, they basically mean my Benayu, and they're showing Mikutayin. Mikutayin means cut off years, right? Not complete years. Mikutayin doesn't mean 1 month. 1 month, 10 months, whatever. That's what Dekel Mara Ikebenayu means. They each mean exactly what they say, and that's what. That's exactly what Dekel Mara Ikebenayu. What does Dekel Mara Ikebenayu mean? So there are three shots on what Dekel Mara Ikebenayu means. It could mean Well, and that's what Dekel Nara Ika Benayu means. It means we can call it Mikutain Ika Benayu. Years, not bogus years of 1 month and Polshtek and 3 months of the Yitzhazai. Not a real years, but real years are not necessarily complete. You can teach a full year and still take off July, August, and that's still a full year. Right? We're not talking about, you count here and there and you pull a yeshiva shishtek. This works for, well, first of all, who says this? So the Rabbi Yonah thinks the Rit pulls this. He himself disagrees. Who holds this? This is the Rit Lefi Rabbi Yonah. Why the Rit Lefi Rabbi Yonah? Because Rabbi Yonah holds the only me only Yonah. And that Shmuel really means the same as Rav. But the Rif quotes Shmuel, Rav will remember also about like Shmuel, and doesn't quote Rav. If you quote Shmuel and you don't quote Rav, then you obviously think Shmuel doesn't mean Yom-Yom. Because if I just quote Shmuel, how is anyone supposed to know he means Yom-Yom if I haven't prefaced him with Rav? It might be Rav and Shmuel, because how did the Gemara start in the Flum of Bogan Beis? The Gemara started, Rav and Shmuel for Bogel! There's Rav and Shmuel! So Rav and Shmuel are all the same thing. Rabbi Yonah thinks Rav and Shmuel are all the same thing. But when the Rit only quotes Shmuel without Rav, he's implying you can understand Shmuel without Rav. If you can understand Shmuel without Rav, then he must not be Miyom Miyom. But Rav must be Miyom Miyom because he's not willing to make Rav love Dafka. And therefore, he thinks the Rit, he himself disagrees. He's close, and he says, but I don't think this child. See this, and, but more prominently, Rashi says this, right? The Rashba explains the Rashbam holds this way, which is, I'm not sure if it's 100% Mocher. Certainly the simplest shot in the Rashbam, would be the Rashba. And here, he also seems to have a pretty strong basis. Yeah, the Rashbam thinks this Gufa is the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether you need the only Yom or you don't need the only Yom in a Sehabal. They have the argument that a Sehabal, because like fruit trees, or even if they have a spring, they're like a Sehabal, because they only grow once a year. And that's the Kutan Ika Beinayu. Where does he see this in Rashbam? Because what's the Rashbam's shot in Dekel Nara Ika Beinayu? The Rashbam brings three pshatim, but the second one is Rabbeinu Chananel. That's not his own pshat. And his third shot is Lashon Acher Piresh Od. Lashon Acher Piresh Od. It's not exactly clear, especially since I don't know how much you can trust the gears of like every letter, but it sounds like Lashon Acher Piresh Od, someone else in the parish told, like Rabbi Chananel in the parish. Right? I didn't look up Rabbi Chananel inside. Did anyone look up Rabbi Chananel inside? It'll take me too long to look up. But it's really hard to look things up on your phone. Here. Oh, it has to be on the close to the right page. Let's see if we don't have Rabbeinu Chananel, as you might have noticed, on Kol Basra, but there's a Sefer Kol written around 1200 Kol. Sefer Haner, they nicknamed the Shikim Bet Haner because Zachariah Magati, who was a very old Rishon, 1200, who made a Shidduch Kibetz in his days out of the Rishonim who came before him, which there are very few of. So like four. Quotes from Midrashim, Rambam, the Reim Baruchs, and Rabbi Nachmanides. So I'll just curious now. What does Rabbi Nachmanides say in Lavan Kohen Beis? If he's quoted, if he quotes Rabbi Nachmanides, we know Rabbi Nachmanides said. If he doesn't quote Rabbi Nachmanides, then we have no access to what Rabbi Nachmanides said. And he doesn't seem to quote Rabbi Nachmanides. Okay, but it could be that's a second shot within. It could be that's. Oh, 1 second. It could be that's a. Dekel Nara, you could be naive. Here's Dekel Nara. They're both in Reina Fanatal. So his second and third shot, he says, well, Shana Akhir, here's Reina Fanatal. So Reina Fanatal gives 2 shot from second and third. But Reshban himself obviously holds his first shot, but he's not quoting from Reina Fanatal, he's quoting himself. And what does Reina Fanatal itself say Dekel Nara means? Dekel Nara means young, right? What happens when you're young? Okay, nothing personal, but maybe you have less light wisdom, but you have more. Yes, you have more energy and you can do things quicker. I trust my judgment a lot more than I trust my 13-year-old son's judgment. He just thinks a millisecond quicker, because he's a Dekel Nara. So what does he say? Yaldo Bachur, the Tach of the Gimel Tanner Shlemos, and it's Gimel Paman. It can bring 3 crops in less than 3 years because it's a little quicker. Again, he doesn't mean all these crazy things on the Chachas Beit, the Aspasta, and these other weird things that grow in a month, etc. Those aren't years. But like, it can have 3 years and a little less than 3 normal years. Because the Dekel Nara, because it's a little quicker. So Shmuel and Chazak be given years of God blessing the most shunning Shlemos. Shlemos means Yom Yom. The rabbi comes to me Yom Yom Shlemos. Right? So the truth is that I think it's Mocher. It's not just the Rashi. It's Mocher Bishop Shalom Reshbam. The Reshbam thinks that he says very explicitly. Remember, the Reshbam holds from less than Gimel Shpatim Shlemos, and Rav holds Gimel Shpatim Shlemos. So the Reshbam, the Rif may not hold this. That's the theory. The other of the Reshbam that holds this is this Machlok. This is what it means. Dekel Nara into May 9. We see that also, because earlier you said, we pass you like Rav, because we pass in 3 years, Shlemos. So therefore, we must hold like Rav. Implying Rav holds 3 years, Shlemos. Shmuel doesn't care. Also, he says that's what Dekel Nara means. Means we can find me to be not you, meaning less than 4 years. And then what does Dekel Nara mean? This works if Dekel Nara must mean either, what's his last name? Bahura, Yalda, or Bahura. Ubachura Shemotzira Peros Maher, right? That it's a little quicker, right? Meaning a little quicker, as long as you finish in a year, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be only go. The other, or maybe, right? This works at that, and maybe Ulai Lefi, which is Rashbam himself. Let's see, Rach, Kairos, Shemni, which is that Dekel Nara means the Uprin, that it has two, it grows twice a year, which is a very weird thing for Dekel to do, right? A really weird thing for a Dekel to do, but that's what the Rabbi Nachmanides says. He says, Dover Acher, Dekel Neura, the Uprin, Shosvir, Shnepa, Amin, Bashana. Okay, he doesn't explain how that works if I'm up in the Ura. Which it is Girta, but the Pirach Pirashani, which is Uprin, right? You can all understand Uprin. You duo free, right? Two prayers a year. Uprin, Uprin, right? Because what's the point? If it has 2 seasons a year, then a year and a half counts as 3 years. Likewise, every agricultural season, 3 agricultural seasons. And so according to two of the three pshatim, you can say that's what Dekel Nara Yikinai means. Why are they Shaka Vataria? Tell them, Shaka Vataria. According to the other pshatim, that's not the difference between them. The difference between them, they either both read Yom Yom or they both read don't need Yom Yom. So what do you have to say is shot in that Gomara for to be shot in? What do you have to say, Dekel Nari Kibinaihu? It doesn't mean whether you need 3 full years or not. So what do you say, Dekel Nari Kibinaihu? You can say Dekel Nara means like the Rach Kayer Shmita. What the Rach Kayer Shmita, but some of you should all stay for a high going, maybe sort of high going. Nara, not me Lashon youth, me Lashon Lin Na'er, right? So what does Dekel Nara mean for the Rach's first shot? What is the Rebbe Nachman's first shot in Dekel Nara?
You mean shaking the tree? You shake the tree down.
Not that you shake the tree down. No, we're not mafioso. But that it means Mesher Perosa. It means it. So not Menaer from shaking. Menaer from shaking off, as it were, without shaking. It means its fruits fall off by itself and you don't harvest them. It's a weird kind of deckle. It's not a better deckle. It's a worse deckle. Right? I assume it's a worse deckle.
That's not shaking the tree so the
fruits. No. You never shake trees. You beat olive trees, but you don't shake them. I can't think offhand of a tree that shaking it would get the fruits off. In most trees, you pick the fruits. In olive trees, you beat it with a stick. So, okay, this is not shaking, right? That's why. What do you need in order to harvest olives? No, not a basket, but a stick and a sheet. Because you put the sheet on the ground, then you hit it with a stick. A basket's not going to help. How do they want you to fall in the basket? You have to say olive harvest, right? The nowadays you think that olive harvest, you need Associated Press, you need protesters, you need police, my God. But in the old days, all you needed was a stick and a sheet. Okay, but that's not our point right now. That's not what he's saying. He's saying Dekal Meshi Perosav Kodan Gomrod. Miloshan Gam Chatzanai Na'arti. It means they fall off before they're ripe. It's an inferior tree and they fall off. And how that not be enough? Rav says 3 years is 3 years. Even if they fall off, you take care of the tree, they fall off and you collect them. Shmuel says, no, Ad Shen Yimsog. Ad Shen Yigdor. Ad Shen Yigdor. No, you have to pick them. If they fall off by themselves, that doesn't count. Meaning their machlokas has nothing with time whatsoever. It has to do with the quality of the achila. Rav says, as long as you take the fruits, that's good enough. Shmuel says you have to pick the fruits. So if you take the fruits and they fell on the ground, that doesn't look like vinyl. So they have a totally different machlokas that has to do with us. Machlokas have quality, not quantity of time. Shmuel says it only counts as a chazak if you pick the fruits, because a vinyl picks the fruit. If you pick it off the ground, it just looks like you're a forager. Just looks like you're an opportunist. And Rav says, let's eat the produce, that's good enough. So, Rav Pirishmisho says, and what does it say? Mishira Peroteha, something like that. Dekala Meshir Perosa. Meshir Perosa, and has nothing to do time whatsoever. Or says the Rashba, maybe you could say, like the Rav. That it's about having 3 years, and they have machlokas about this unique status of a dekel. What's unique about a dekel? This dekel has time dilation, right? If every dekel is supposed to grow fruits once a year, and this dekel grows fruits twice a year, can you not say this about, there are some other species that are supposed to grow twice a year? No. A dekel is not supposed to grow twice a year. This dekel grows twice a year. It means time moves twice as fast for this dekel. So the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is, everyone agrees you need the only yom, or everyone agrees you don't need the only yom. So Rav's everyone agrees you need the only yom. But maybe since this dekel moves twice as fast as everything else, therefore half a year counts a year for this dekel. Maybe for this unique dekel, again, that's why it's a little young, it's a little strong, it's a little fast, a little slow. This Dekel has its own calendar. Do we go by the calendar of the Dekel or the calendar of the rest of the world? So he wants to say that they both do Yom Yom. This is the Rashba. What does he say? Says the Rashba, they both need Yom Yom, but for Shmuel, half year counts as a year because in people's mind it seems like a year. Okay, half year counts as a year for a Dekel Mara. Okay, if I was the Rashba, I would have preferred to go with Mishra Pri Yosef, which is exactly what Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says, according to my chat, I'm going with Mishra Pri Yosef. Since I hold that the only Yom Yom, so what's the machlok if that's Dekel Mara, Mishra Pri Yosef. But the Rashba says, no, I'm going the only Yom Yom, so what's the machlok is Dekel Mara. Everyone envisioning 3 years. But Shmuel is a weird cheater, and this weird, unique, very rare kind of deck, I'll half a year counts as a year. Okay, this is basically the three ways to read. This is basically the three ways to read the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel. Either they all hold me only on, they all hold me only me only on, and then the argument that the Mara, the best thing to say is like Rapaigo, the first child of the Rach, is about Meshu Perosa, about quality enough of this quantity. Or maybe the Rashi can say, they all need the only own, but there's a special rule for Dekel Mara that maybe time goes twice as fast. Why? Because it's not a short season. It like works twice as fast as every other Dekel, so it has its own calendar. Or, like the Rashbam and the Rif, and perhaps the Rif, I mean, that's a speculation, over it doesn't come sure. Yeah, he doesn't say too much. No, they're doctor arguing about this machlokas. And that's what Dekel Mara means. Either it means a little fast, which is arguing about machlokas of season versus calendar, or it means twice a year, which is also arguing about season versus calendar. What was I going to say? So that's basically the three interpretations of the Tanakhama. If you wanted to say that like the Rif of Rabbi Yonah says that the Rif, Rabbi Yonah says that the Rif is not like Yom Ashkenaz, which is a deal, because the Rif brings our Mishnah Kepshuto. Why are you bringing our Mishnah Kepshuto if you can pass like it? We do pass like Tanakhama. So says Rabbi Yonah, and this is, you know, within the Rif, not within himself. Himself, he's a Rashban, close with Rashi here. But says the Rif the Rabbi Yonah within the Rif, and that's what he seems to imply. Oh, how do we deal with the Sera between Rav Miyom Miyom and the Tanakhama's Eino Miyom Miyom? So if you look in Rabbi Yonah on our mission, he says the Rabbin Rir was Seinu Zal, Shakas, Rehem, etc. We got more about Fasi. Right? James are off the Rif and some of the Gaonim that he is. That he is based on. He doesn't think so explicitly, but it seems to be perhaps that maybe Rabbi Yonah would give another approach. If you say, let's review. If Rabbis will argue about the sheep of Rabbanan is, then there are four Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Rabbanan of Rav, and Rabbanan of Shmuel. We already know there's four Tanoim. There's four Tanoim, Tanakham only has the next one of them. So what you could say, a third answer here is, how can our Mishnah say, Ein Miyom Miyom, which Rabbi Yehuda insists on being literally. And Rav say Miyom Miyom, which Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rift, which Rabbi Yehuda also insists on taking literally. So maybe you could say, Rabbi Yonah, Rif, if you're Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah basically say, Enochanami, Rabbanan, Dirav, Chokin, of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama is the Rabbanan of Shmuel. Right? If you say Rav and Shmuel have two different Chachamins, two different Rabbanans, then there's no sphere between the Tanakam and Rav in the first place. Rav has his Rabbanan, and Shmuel's Rabbanan is the Mishnah's Rabbanan, and we pass him like Shmuel anyway, so that's fine that we pass him like Shmuel and we pass like the Mishnah, and everything works out very nicely. I got one of the side points, which maybe we'll come back to, is okay, that's almost all I have to say about this Machlokas, which is good, there's a few more things to talk about. Is the Rashbam says, okay, this the Gemara, hopefully we've heard this sometime in our lives, even though we haven't gotten there. It's going to take us another week to get there. The Gemara says, Chafetzim Aleph, why do you need 3 years Lefi Chachamim? Because people are careful with their shtar for 3 years, and after 3 years, they might lose their shtar. So says the Rashbam, they're from Yoch Pasim like Rav. The Rashbam says, that's Yoch Pasim like Rav. Now, we shouldn't say Yoch Pasim like, right? Those who don't say Yoch Pasim like Rav at all. He passes like Rav. Or, first of all, according to the Rishonim, the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is only a weird dekalmat, which is a weird case. But the Rashbam passes like Rav, why? Just you lose your shtar for 3 years. How long it takes to lose your shtar has nothing to do with how many seasons pass. It just has to do with how much time passes. Okay, that's a big assumption we'll have to come back to. Says the Rav and only the Rishonim, no, we all pass like Shmuel. Even if it's because in 3 years you lose your shtar, you don't lose your shtar to turn around when time passes. You lose your shtar because you stop being careful because you become comfortable in the field because you've benefited for you've acted as a bodybuilder for so long, and therefore it could be 3 seasons. Okay, but obviously we'll come back to that when we get to the idea of his dar b'shtari enough of testament out. I just want to ask one question, and with this we will end. Why do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? It's going to be a funny question because the word is going to explain. Rav learned from Dormwood, and the Chachamim learned from his Darab and Shtar. Rather, what I mean is, what Rav Midian and others ask, like, if, oh, let's say it a little better. Lefi, who are we going to? Lefi, here we have the Chachamim. Okay? Either way, there's a Chachamim. There might not be a Tanakhah, but there's definitely a Chachamim. One version of Chachamim is what we call the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, right, which is not in the brackets, and Rav, Lefi the Rashbam, who's saying the only Yonah. Or you have, who we put on this side? The Yad Rama, the Rambam, the Rabban, the Shmuel, the Fida Rashbam, who said, Ain of Yom, 3 seasons. So, what's the question? If you hold Miyom Liyom, it's very clear what the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham are. Chacham requires a certain amount of time on the calendar. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel don't, right? So then, what are you going to say? Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva say 3 crops. And the Chacham say 3 years. So that's the machlokas, 3 years or 3 crops, right? Very possible. Right, why the Chacham say 3 years? Because you only lose your shtar after 3 years. And Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel say 3 crops because the Gemara say, like Sharmua, just like Sharmua, after doing something 3 times, it's meaningful here. After doing something 3 times, even the crop 3 times is meaningful. But according to the other Rishonim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say 3 crops. And the Chachamim also say 3 crops. So what's the... But clearly, they're arguing. One of them says 14 months or 18 months, and the other one says, no, you need almost 3 years, more or less 3 years. So what's the, why do the Chachamim disagree with Rehum Rav Shmuel if they're all about 3 crops? That's Rehum Rav Shmuel, just think be clever. and figure out how to do your three crops in a minimal amount of time. And the Chacham say, no, do three crops. It has to be like the natural, regular three crops. Why? So here, I think there are several different formulations. Anyone tell me? Okay, you tell me. Why the Chacham disagreed with Rekim Rishma? Right, the Rishma asked at a certain point. He says, all the way at the end of this piece, he says, what does he say? If the Chacham don't need the Yom Liyom, Rabbi Yom thinks he does. And that was within the Rif, who says that they don't. So the Shmonas that Chodesh will have Yechazaka, but stay Bisabal, Kim Shasa Gimel Tavuos. So why doesn't 18 months good enough if they only eat three crops? So what's the answer? The answer is going to be, no, because the Chacham holds, you lose your shahr after three crops. Okay. So if it's your three crops, you're still comfortable. I've eaten three times now. I'm comfortable. I'm not careful about shahr anymore. So why can't I do those three crops in 18 months or 14 months? So what's the answer? We have a rabble. So double this. Just take Misfara. Misfara, what's the difference? Why the Chacham is not like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? After all, three crops is three crops. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel were clever. So why can't we all be clever? I mean, obviously, if you can say, what if he didn't plant it in 3 months, etc., you know, okay, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel also wouldn't say that that you get it in 18 months or 14 months. Obviously, I mean, if you're clever and you do figure out a way to minimize three crops, the Tanakama / Chachamim still think it's no good. Why not? Anyone, sir? So how would you formulate it? Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel need three crops. The Chachamim, but they don't need 3 years on the calendar. What do they need?
3 seasons of crops.
Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel said we have 3 seasons. We just have short seasons.
For like 3 years of manifested by crops.
Let me say it a little, I don't know if sharper, more practical. They need the maximum use in 3 years. Now, there's an off season. What can you do? You can't use it in the off season. That's the nature of sunshine. Also, pay attention. They need the maximum use within 3 years. Doesn't have to be 3 years. Just the maximum use within 3 years. More than three crops. The maximum use within 3 years. Right? That is basically what the Yadrama says. The Yadrama even has this phrase, and then you'll tell me if you think you're misinterpreting the Yadrama. Says the Yadrama someplace here. Debayi lemechal on our mishnah kulu peiri dechazu lemeva bekulu shalosh tanim. You have to eat whatever you can for a whole 3 years, being the summer and the winter. You have to maximize the whatever you can within 3 years. You don't have to use the parts of the year that are not useful. Right? You don't have to go 365 days or however many days end up being in the year. But you have to maximize the year. It's not enough just have a crop. After all, if you have a short crop, that's not maximizing the use. It's obviously you get more out of it by growing the long crop. Right? You obviously make more money growing the longer crop than the shorter crop. So says the, that becomes a question mark. And here we have two ways of learning it. One is the Ramah. Says the Ramah, the Chachamim say, maximal use of 3 years. You don't need 3 years because there's an off season, but you have to maximize your use of 3 years. Well, say three crops. That's what the Yavrama says. Rav Yonah sounds a little different. Rav Yonah actually asked this question, right? He says, "Lokashi the After all, Shmuel Gimel Tfuos. Low kasha, the hasam ain't tfuos shavos. Now, in the 18 months or the 14 months, the tfuos are not equal. The period of sofer shonim in a tfuos ben israel b'tzal hakayit the lachorna in israel b'tzal hakayit. After all, first you have to have end of year crops, and then middle of year crops, and beginning of year crops. You can't literally the same thing in 18 months or 14 months. In 34 months, you can plant three the same thing. It's an off season, but you can't. What are you getting? 3 months. You know, what are the 3 months, right? Tammuz Av Elul, and then a year, and then Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev. Can't plant the same thing in all those times.
He assumes I'm not a farmer, so I'll take his word for it. But as suddenly he used for chitin and sarim to take a year, you need three tefillos of chitin and sarim. You can't include minim that are planted at the end of the kayis. Okay, and then he says, man, there's all the rip, but svar kamaisa, I really like my other svar, which we have on the board in his name himself. It's not clearly saying that you can't be sorry at different kinds of minim. If the sada is useful for chitin and sarim, you have to use it for. You have to use it for chitin and sa'orin. Why can't you use sa'orin different minim? So I think, and here maybe I'm going a little bit on a limb, you can tell me, you know, I just read to you the washer, if you think it means something different. I think what he means is, he doesn't say you have to eat everything you can. He said, look, if the sada is omedes for chitin and sa'orin, you have to have chitin and sa'orin. You can't be with sa'orin other weird minim. I think his point is, you have to have the usual use of the land. As the Gemara says later on, and not far above, a few other places. That's what I think he means. I think he means, says Rabbeinu Yonah, says the Chachamim, yeah, you only need three crops. Three crops of the usual, type. Which is, I come back to the same thing, because what people usually do, they usually try to maximize the use of their land. But I think the difference might be, for the Yad Ramah, it's a little closer to the other version of Chachamim. Really, we need 3 years, because we only count the parts of the years that are countable. And for the Rabbeinu Yonah, he's a little closer to Rabbi Kibbutz Shmuel, you only need three crops. But the three crops need to be the normal, usual crops. So I think if you're a dyke in a lushdom, then the here, the Yavramah's version of Einu Yom is a little closer to the Yom Yom, and the Rebbe Yonah's version of Einu Yom Yom is a little closer to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Could that have all kinds of, I'm having trouble coming up with a very concrete afkamina offhand, but at the very least is parallel to the question of Rebbe Chanan, okay, in the Kovach Yerim here, on the top Tosfos. Tosfos said, how are Beis Habadim used all year long? How do you use Beis Habadim all year long? Olive presses. After all, there's a season of pressing olives. How do we know there's a season of pressing olives? It says in Chagiga that there's nemanos on Tumah during the season of pressing olives, and after the season, there's no more nemanos on Tumah. So says Tosos, says most people press olives in the season, but some people press olives all year long, squeeze olives all year long. Most press in the season, but some squeeze all year long. And Rochan asks, I mean, the only coach here on Chachasanov says, yeah, but why can't they do? The guy just use it once a year and say, I'm from the most people, only use it once a year. Right? Why does he have to use it like a minority people? Why can't he use it like majority people? Why isn't it good enough to use it like most people? So I think that this might depend on these sort of two formulations. Again, here we're dealing with a different part of the Mishnah, the different Tana, perhaps, etc. But if you took the Yad Ramah formulation, you have to maximize your usage. Okay, the maximum usage is to be like the some people use it all year long. Figure out a way to make another buck in another buck. The Rivian says, no, you have to use the usual usage, the usual appropriate usage. The usual usage, well, it's Rove Ne'adam. Rove Ne'adam only use it once a year, so maybe Rebbe Chana would work better with the Rivian Yonas approach, while Tosos, no, Rebbe Chana would work better with Rivian Yonas approach, while Tosos would work better with the Yonas approach. So then you need to even use like Mir and Asher to maximize use. Rebbe Chana says, no, just use like Rove Ne'adam. Okay, then how did Rebbe Chanan explain why the Mishnah says that it's Miyom Miyom? Oh, because there's a million other instances in the Rishonim as to who say that everyone uses their olive presses all year long, right? I mean, these are very technical things, right? Rebbe Gershon says you only press once a year, but you store oil all year long. And the Rambanim and Rishonim, and the Rashi, et cetera, says, you only press once a year, but use it to store other things as a storage bed all year long. And the Rilu Nel and Shinim Gavetza says, you do most of your olive squeezing once a year, but then you do a little during the rest of the year. Or you store other things. The Rashi and Ramban says,
you only press olives once a year, but you press other things, sesame and other things all year long. Okay, get to enough answers. Okay, I just want to take a few minutes to deal with, we don't have to cover all the brackets here, but they're interesting, the technical. But to deal with Tosef the Ramaskal Shlokta, which is just from the inside in chat, what the Mishnah means.
I'm gonna be my own photographer. I think I can handle it. We might take a, if anyone's a volunteer until Omicron ends. Anyway, Tosfos Rasul Shlokta, this long Tosfos. What is Tosfos asks? Tosfos asks, what do you do in 3 months? And what does Rabbi Akiva do in 1 month? So here is a fundamental machlokas basically between Tosfos and everyone else in the entire world, right? The Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? But then Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel, what's the difference between them? Says the Gemara in 6 words, memorable phrase. Right, Rabbi Yishmael says, hey, Rabba, and Rabbi Akiva, I have it right here,
yeah,
says, hey, Razuta. What does the Rashbam say over there? And pretty much all the Rishonim, whoever showed up on our Makorah sheet, the Yad Rama, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, says the Rashbam, and the other Rishonim, the Rav Rishonim says, what is Pira Rava and what is Pira Zuta?
Means what? Edible for animals. Animal food.
Not quite yet. What does Rashbam say? He says, exactly. Rabbi Shlosh, you have it, if you like it, Pira Rava, then you should nigmar kola tua. These are Shlosh of Adashim. So, Orin Shlosh, Adashim, Bim, Gimel, Adashim. Crops that grow in 3 months. He says it means crops that grow in 3 months. But crops that grow less than 3 months are not hashem. And what does Rabbi Akiva say? Herezuta gom shachas. Shegadol b'shloshim yom. Even though shachas much less hashem, he says, no, we even count crops that grow in 1 month. Okay, if you look at all the Rishonim, they all have different examples of what grows in 3 months, what grows in 1 month. This is what all the Rishonim say. And then Shalom Yisrael. And then basically, what do they need? They need a full season. But a full season of crops are going 3 months. And a full season. Full season is from what to what? Not Alpha to Omega, but from Zriya to Ketira. Right, from Zriya to Ketira. I mean, there really is. Tosfos is the only one who doesn't like this. Why does Tosfos not like it? Because Tosfos says, hold on, the Gemara says on a base, aspasta. What is aspasta? Something that grows in a month. According to Rabbi Shmuel, 3 months is good enough for yaspastas. So Gemara says, supposedly for Rabbi Shmuel, a crop that grows in 1 month is enough. So, in that steer, this Tosfos Kasha is, right, what Tosfos Kasha? Koshyas Tosfos, which is that aspasta, Shigodal Bechodek. Shigodal Bechodesh. Spagi Lefi Rav Yishmael on Chafes on Beis. So it must be Tosfos that you're a radically different reinterpretation of your Rav Yerzita. What will Rishonim defend themselves? I'm not defense. It's not fair. Question, yes. I mean, at the same time, it must not have heard it. Okay, but where the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah would defend themselves, they say no. On Chafes on Beis, it's talking about
Sodeh ha'isuya las pasta, a sodeh that's meant for as pasta. Rabbi Shmuel, a mikveh of 1 month crop is good enough in a sodeh that's intended, that's generally used for 1 month crop. He just holds in a sodeh that's generally used for big crops needs to be at least 3 months. Okay, that's when the Rishon Mardoka. Tosos, therefore, takes a different shot and says, Tosos, that no. Fed Tosos that the Kule Alma, okay, here, but most of them suits what Tosos means. The Kule Alma, Afilu Pri Shagodel Bechodesh Sagi, M. Hexit. Mizria ad Tzira. Tosaf doesn't say this in quite so many words, but I think it's Muslim in Aharonim, and I think the top of Tosaf. Everyone agrees that if you grow a full crop, that's good enough. What's the machlokas where you keep Rabbi Shmuel? The machlokas is legabe pre, again, by pre, I mean fruit, I mean produce. I mean tree fruit, I mean produce. Pre shagodal I'm just making up a right. I just made up the 5 months. It doesn't matter, right? In many chadashim, what's the machlok? Yes? Rii says peira rava, meaning peira rava equals gidol rav. And peira zuta equals gidol katan. Here, you need 3 months growth plus tzira in year one, or 3 months growth plus zriya in year three. What does it mean? You're growing big crops. If you grow little crops for sure, you're growing wheat. Wheat takes 5 months, 6 months to grow. I have no idea. Okay, but the first year, it's enough to be in charge for 6 months and harvest. Then the middle year, you do the whole thing. And the last year, you plant and you're in charge for, 3 months and harvest, middle whole year. And then the third year, plant in 3 months. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need 1 month of growth plus tzira in year one, meaning you have to rule for a year and then harvest, or you have to plant for a year and then rule over for a month. And that's why Tosus then gets into the whole discussion. If you're from Zriya and Tzira, how do you demonstrate that you're in charge? You're Zoraya and you're a Kotzer. If you have Zriya and a month's growth, how do you show that you're in charge of that month's growth? It grows on its own. You have a month's growth or 3 months growth and tzira. How do you demonstrate you're in charge when you don't have two bookends? A guy is a Reya and a guy is Kotzer. That's clear, he's in charge the whole year. But how do you show I was in charge of 3 months growth and then I harvested? What did you do to be in charge of 3 months growth? I planted and then I was in charge of 3 months growth. What did you do to show you're in charge of 3 months growth? And that's why Tosfos goes through the whole Arichos, which, you know, Yesh Harvei Lodon Bazem, we get to Daf Lamed Bav. But he has, you know, goes through three different answers in his docha. He says, maybe it's because you weeded meanwhile. Maybe it's because you, like, took some of the unripe, you know, to feed your animals and then it grew back, or took some of the sticks from the trees to use for firewood, etc. Or he said, maybe just because you locked it up in the key. Basically, he needs to come up with something to do to demonstrate. So it's very difficult. Something to do to demonstrate your bias in this time. Just, we'll end with, how does Rashi hold? Like Tosfos, or like everyone else? Tosfos starts with Pirish, you told Pirish that comes from Mashma, the boy Rabbi Shmuel, who gives Rabbi Yitzhar, but also in Shlosh and Chadat Lushon, who came back running. However, but he said, the told Pirish that comes from, sounds like the other Rishonim. Is that what sounds to you from the Pirish that comes from? No, what it sounds to us like the Pirish that comes from? What did Rashi say? He says, She'en lecha adam haroes chaveiro she yizresh shadeo lecho priho, so it's trying to show sick. Okay, that's a show sick. It's going to be important, honestly. What does he say? The Bailim would not see someone planting pre that will grow in a whole year and be shosik. If he sees you planting pre that will suffice for a year, he won't be shosik. It sounds, why not just say if he sees you eating his fruit? It sounds pretty good. He sees you planting it, but he does not see you eating it. We just need to be planting food that will grow for you and be eaten. Sounds from Rashi like Zriya is good enough to get over and strong. Keep it. Not has strong body. How about the Sashi Chavim? Right? He sounds from Rashi like Zriya is good enough even without Ktira. Funny lesson. I wouldn't be quiet if I saw you planting things that would grow in a year. Why don't you say it wouldn't be quiet if I show you planting and eating? The answer is because you don't. You just plant and then grow for a month, plant for a month or for 3 months and let it grow. And Rashi might have a slightly different answer. Maybe teach you a month to plant a month. Weird. But the I think it's pretty clear that Rashi is like Tosfos. Again, I can't say every detail. He's basically like Tosfos. Yeah?
Wouldn't it be also to eat the tree and the fruits of the tree if you planted it that year?
No, he's talking not talking about tree. He's talking about produce, grains and legumes, and vegetables. No one's going to eat the fruit. The tree's not going to grow the fruit in the first year anyway. Okay. So what does Tosfos mean by perish hakuntres? He means fresh bam and not flam and bav by perish hakuntres. I think that's got to be true. Someone told me that it says this in a sefer Chos and Yeshuos against someone else, and I actually own the sefer Chos and Yeshuos. I should have opened it because with one opportunity, I'm going to go back and open it and see if he's Chos and Yeshua says this. But the Sefer Chos and Yeshua says this, I've been told. I have it on my desk. I'm going to check. But what Tosfos means right from the Talmud? Why does he perish at Kuntres if he means if he means 8 blot later? Okay, because if you look in the Rishonim, half the Rishonim have our, you know how they split up how much Mishnah followed by how much Gemara is somewhat arbitrary in the printing of the Bavli? If there was some problem, like all the Mishnahs, but all the Gemara, right? Like the first part of the Shavuos, et cetera. Or the last part of Tainus, last two part of Tainus, et cetera. Some Rishonim have our Mishnah, then the Gemara. Some Rishonim have only Cheskas about them until the Einu Miyom Liyom. And then the Gemara. And then Daf Lamed Vav have Yarvi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Kiva Omer, and then have the Gemara there. It could be that whoever wrote this Tosfos in his Gemara, he had this mission of Rabbi Shmuel, Daf Lamed Vav, and then it was right next to the Reshba. He said, "Here's a country." Of course, that Reshba is there. That's my theory that he didn't mean Rashi, he just meant the Reshba because he, like half the Rishonim, you look, and half the Rishonim, they just go until Einu Yom Yom, go to the Gemara, and then Daf Lamed Vav, they bring you down the rest of our Mishnah. So whoever wrote this Tosfos must have had it more organized that way, and never wrote Pirush HaKadosh on his daf.
And the rest of them, he was writing when Rashi was there on the.
Yeah.
So you can't have Lamed Vav here. You can't have the rest of them Lamed Vav.
No, it's Tosfos is on that Lamed Vav.
Yeah,
and then when the printers decided to print all the Mishnah here, they printed the Tosfos here. The Tosfos was originally written, I'm going to have Lamed Vav, we're going to adopt them into these Tosfos. But I mean, when Tosfos wrote on this Mishnah of Rabbi Yishmael, he had this Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav. Again, there were no page numbers, right? But he had the Mishnah in the place of Daf Lamed Vav. And then they reorganized it, they recopied, they reorganized it. Somehow that Tosfos migrated with the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches. So now Perush HaKuntres is a little weird sounding, but the Tosfos was originally written when the Mishnah was on Daf Lamed Vav, when this Baal Tosfos wrote it. And therefore Perush HaKuntres made a lot of sense. It meant the Rashbam al Atar. Then they printed it here, and it's weird now that everyone tries to be, everyone except for the Chos and Yeshuas tries to find ways to go like this and figure out it's really Rashi and our Sugya in some Dafik way. But Pashas, he meant Rash Bam and Daf Lamed Vav. And why? Because probably he wrote it on Daf Lamed Vav, and he didn't know that someday they would move the Tosfos to Daf Koches. Okay, we'll pick up Amir Sashem next time with really, really getting deep into the Lumdus of Shor HaMuad and Cheskas Gimel Shana.
The Gemara doesn't start talking about that part of the mission until 11:00.